Get ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
In meetings like this, we don't deceive ourselves. It doesn't make anybody better. You sense fire is falling on you afresh. Raise your hand. See, listen, don't encourage. It's not encouraging. Please stop that. Because those of you who have not sensed it, you are still praying. It's not adding. You sense fire is falling on you. No, sir. Raise your hand. Now, please, I didn't say talk by faith. You sense that kind, something is happening. Raise your hand. God said, fire will fall, literally. The rest of you, just prepare. I release the ability of the Spirit. It is not about any man. It's about you, Lord. As we pray, every act will literally know that there's a freshness in the name of Jesus. If the apostles were not proud to come back to him and say, fill us afresh. We saw a layman walk, but fill us afresh. Yesterday's anointing is not enough for today's confrontation. Fill us afresh. Who am I? Now listen, you need this instruction, second batch, the fire will fall. It's already, in fact, it's falling. God cannot lie. See, Holy Spirit, oh, wonderful. Sweet Holy Spirit, he's here now. Say, I need my children to demonstrate my hunger. Now listen, all of you could pray in tongues. You see how I can pray in tongues? Let me see your hand. If you can pray in other tongues. Before you came, initially you have been baptized, you can pray in tongues. Can I see your hand? Aha, everybody back? That's good. It is the Lord, it's not anybody. Now please, short instruction, and then we pray. We are asking God for the restoration of the Bible dimension of the Holy Spirit. Yes, brethren, once you see the Lord release you, please sit down. You need this instruction now. The Bible dimension of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a gift. Yes, it's a gift from the Father, but it's not gifts. Holy Spirit is not gifts. He's a person. The church has emphasized gifts above the person. And it has left us bankrupt. I have seen a lot of speaking in tongues, little doing. I don't like that. Little doing. After the Holy Ghost baptism, you should walk up to a man because the anointing for boldness will come on you. That's baptism of the Holy Ghost. Before now, there are certain things you couldn't do. After this night, you'll be able to do it. It's not amen. That's what will happen if you are filled afresh. You could not dare some things. Now you could dare it. Not that you are affecting it. There's an ability inside. You just know. You can't say it. You just know. No, let's pray for him. No, let's go. Let's not talk to him. He's a daring. God forbid. Tell him. I can't call this. No. After the Holy Ghost baptism, and as he came filling us, I could address cultists. I was talking with one with matches. He was holding dagger. And you see, you don't have any. If he, I must get the gospel across him. The kind of thing we are talking about, he takes this kind of baptism to do what they say you go and do. If the apostles were humble, who am I? That would not have some freshness. When I look at my own life all the time, say, with this thing in front, I need fresh fire. Fresh. Bible kind of influence of the spirit. Not all this, you just speak in tongues and nothing. Nothing. They prayed, they sang, the Holy Ghost came down, the prison shook. On the day of Pentecost, they prayed. I mean, the Holy Ghost came on them. They spoke in tongues. 3,000 souls. The same Holy Ghost. Lord, let's say to it. The same Holy Ghost. 3,000 souls. I got the same Holy Ghost. I can't talk to a witch. Why? The church did not emphasize gifts. Nobody even thought then they would speak in tongues. Who were they looking for? A person. When we go for the person, we are not under manipulation. But when it is the gift we are going for, we can be manipulated. When I say manipulated, please get it. I'm not first of all talking about demons. I'm saying you will not get the real thing you ought to get. You'll be able to speak in tongues, but there's no boldness. What is that? Sorry, I don't know. But by Bible, that's Holy Ghost. Somebody just started praying in tongues, and I said, go and preach. I'm shy. That you, what you receive is the Holy Ghost. It's not Holy Spirit. You got something. I don't know. I can't describe it. It's not from demon, but I don't know. You don't understand what you receive. It's not Holy Ghost. Ye shall receive power. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, ye shall be. You see, evangelism is not what you do, it's what you be. Ye shall be. We have emphasized too much of go and preach, go and preach. They can't preach because that's not what they are. Ye shall be. When the Spirit of God comes upon you, you become a witness. You don't need strategies on how to preach. You don't need words on how to bring 12 people. Because you are. You will literally just speak. Bible dimension of the Holy Spirit. Bible dimension of the Holy Spirit. That when we pray, we see effect of prayer. Like in Bible days. Emphasis should be placed on the person. Person. The person, the personality of the Spirit. Not on his gifts. If imagine I come to your house and I came with gifts. And as I came into your house, you collected the gift in my hand, started looking at the gift, cherishing the gift, and you left me in the parlor and entered the room with the gifts. Am I really welcomed? But if you spend time with me, automatically you will have what? The gift I bought. But if you take the gift and say, thank you so much for the gift, I really appreciate it. And you left me in the parlor. Am I really welcomed by you? No. When we emphasize the person, he comes with his gifts. He gives us lavishly. Holy Spirit does not need his gift for anything. He knows to pour it on us. And it's easy. I'm telling you. Two, when they receive the empowerment, through faith, they stepped out. If you receive the empowerment and you sit down, you don't understand. He said that it will quench. In fact, it will quench. But if you receive the empowerment, you step out. You step out. Oh, Jesus Christ. You step out. I'm a very timid person before. Very timid. Very timid. I can't look at you when I'm to talk. Never. The first time I tried it, I'm a member of Kerubim and Seraphim before. The first time I tried it to talk on the pulpit, it's as if everybody would swallow me. I was crying for facing the crowd. And the crowd, maybe they are not up to 15, no. I can't face people. But when I got the back of the ghost, I could address a gray-headed man. Even me was asking, Lord, where is, Where is this boldness from? I come and talking to everybody like this. They say somebody is sick there. I say, let's go there. I don't know where it was coming from. I said, this is the Holy Ghost baptism. But I still need freshness. The returning of the Bible in filling kind of spirit. If you turn to Luke chapter 3 verse 16b. Luke chapter 3 verse 16. I indeed baptize you with water. But he shall baptize you with what? And with fire. I've been wondering. If we baptize you with the Holy Ghost, he say no. What is and with fire? John dips you inside water. Jesus will dip you inside fire. And if a person is immersed in water, when he comes out, he will be what? If a person is deep inside fire, when he comes out, he will be what? Burnt. You can't have this experience this night and not be burnt. You will be burnt. There will be literal burning in the spirit. You will be burnt. When you get back tonight, as you start doing things, apparavatises, everyone that comes around you, it's not as if they'll stand for you, they will know. Please, I'm receiving permission to share this. Please. It doesn't happen all the time. There are certain times I notice instantly, and when I step out, my wife will tell me literally, your face is glowing. What did you use? I said, you're just coming from prayer and say yes. Literally. Not all the time. It happens. So what about your face? Why is it bright? I was talking with three brothers at the time. The evil of the Holy Ghost is real. That's, for me, I'm crying too, because I must get it again afresh. We're talking in the parlor, and suddenly, because she has the spirit of Tosi, she came into the parlor and went back. I said, what I'm doing? I said, I'm seeing the fourth person sitting with you. Literally. And she said, you people are three. I saw four people. Until it's a genuine gap. Holy Spirit does not answer to emotion. It's hunger, real hunger. He will baptize you with fire. You will be burnt. And nobody catches fire and sits. Can I set fire on your bosom now and you sit down? Sign of fire is restlessness. You can't settle down. Mm-mm. It's fire. It's burning you. May that experience fall on you today in the name of Jesus. You are on fire. It's not mouth. It's not this sharp fire. No. You are on fire. It's not also in your words. If you speak. Now listen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's go on. So that I can close. Because we really delayed today. Fire is an impartation of an emblem of God. For our God is a what? So when he baptizes you with the spirit, the person, and the gifts, he adds fire, that which connotes that nothing stands in the presence of God and live. Whatever God confronts must be consumed. You can't approach God and remain in your state. Fire transforms from one state to another. So, if you are baptized with the person of the Spirit and his gift, the fire dimension is that you can confront. Fire confronts. You can confront anything. The baptism of fire. When it comes on you, and it keeps coming on you, it's an ability of God. Everything around you is burning. And you see, wherever fire gets to, it does not stop until it burns. Where is what to burn? That's the language of fire. Where is what to burn? If he gets there, he said, there are five witches there. He said, where are they? Listen, what will happen tonight as we pray for the final time? You will literally stand up from here. I pray it's all of you. And you'll be looking for where the devil is operating so that you can go and burn there. That's fine. You can't form it, but it's real. God said, go there. 4 or 5 countries. He said, go and preach to them. I just speak my Bible. I came to share God's word with you. No, there's no fear again. Wherever somebody has problem, let's go there. Because you were ordained to burn everything. That's fire. You will burn it. Oh, when God was sharing this, I want to pray. He said, the baptism of fire, when it comes on a man, I set the church on fire on the day of Pentecost because I want them to set everything ablaze. Everything ablaze. And that fire is the emblem of my presence. That means, kindle my presence on everything. Kindle my presence on everything. That's the meaning. Thank you, Lord. Fire is an impartation of the emblem of God. It is an ability to consume everything that resists the presence and ability of God on earth. Fire was designed by God to consume it. We were sent to deliver a mandate, and it takes baptism of fire to consume whatever contradicts us. It's not, hello, sister. No. No. How many of you knew that when Jesus was speaking in Luke chapter 24, verse 32, he said, while he spake with us, did our hearts not burn? Till today, till tomorrow, I told God, every time I speak, hearts must burn. That's the sign I'm being filled. It's not that they must be born. They must practically say, sir, as you are talking, I felt that something is happening to me. Say, yes, that's fire. Because whenever anybody hears Jesus, your heart will literally what? What is the burning? It's not the physical feeling or sensation. It's a move to action. You will want to respond. Lord, may I never talk to a Muslim and he will not burn. I should not talk to him, yo. I want fire, sir. I want fire, sir. Salamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. I want to, by hearing my voice, his heart will be burning. That's what I told God. He will be burning. He will burn. Certain things I'm saying small, so I said, God, but it's not enough. The kind of thing confronting us, this thing is not enough. They say, brother, somebody was reading a material you wrote, and inside the BRT bus, he screamed. I said, that's fire. He was screaming. People were there in the bus. He was shouting. I said, Lord, that's fire. I want more that will consume governors, not than governors. It answers to hunger. And please, Holy Ghost is the person. The gift is there. Fire is the ability to confront issues. It's a fire issue. Satan will not respond to grammar. No, 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 no. No, no, he takes an ability of God. God will do it for us tonight in the name of Jesus. Fire, I put it, is an impartation for confrontation. Oh, something happened in the University of Lagos. All these aristos, blah, 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 that used to carry girls and take them to beach. Group of brothers like you, Unilag. We call them Gadites. They went in front of that bus. The bus was filled up with girls. Something moved. If this bus moved, you won't come back. They are taking girls to Babbage. And they say, we are taking responsibility for revival here. If this bus moves, you won't come back. And practically everybody was shaking. That's how that all-night party was cancelled. Fire confronts wherever the devil is operating. And say, we'll stop this thing. We will stop this thing. It's a baptism. You will be praying literally. And people will be disturbing you. They say, as you are praying, you are spoiling something. That's fire. If you are praying, and a witch, a wizard, a strange person, is not going to say, pastor, do anything for you, that's not fire. Your tongue is empty. I told my brother, something happened today that almost cost me tears. He shared a video with me. Oh, and honestly, fire is real, oh. It's real. The fire of God. I remember this prayer meeting that God gave me privilege to lead and some other friends. And we're crying for Libya. Come and see. Fire came. We were literally crying. The Spirit of God came on us. I knew it. I knew it. It was not formable. It's not emotion. Oh, we cried. We cried. Literally as we were praying, we don't know where stones were coming from. We don't know it. We were just saying, bah, bah. And but others were praying, no, because I like to open my eyes sometimes when I hear sounds. I open my eyes to look at where I didn't see the stones. I didn't see the people throwing the stones. But I was feeling stone on the roof. Everybody was hearing me, bah, bah. And I didn't see the stones. I didn't see the people. When I heard how Mama Gaddafi died, we got an inside information today. I said, Lord, when we were there crying, we never knew. See, there is ability of God that is more than we are seeing now. It's more. So it's an impartation for confrontation. You will be able to confront. I remember in Exodus University, Curtis dealt with us. Curtis dealt with us. Curtis dealt with us. Ah! We hear of rumors of them raping Christian sisters. Ah! It was terrible, sir. They will shoot in the evening. President, Vice President, Amama Sade Kiri. Imagine you taking your members. You just said gunshot, toa, toa, a brother, Vice President, put his hand over on sister's leg. Such was the terribleness. Ah, hey, me that thought I was a great man of God. Hey, when I had gunshots, my God. I was in one hostel when a brother pretended as if he was a cultist. He pretended as if he was a cultist. They were shooting far away. And we were in the room with one of our brothers. So we're just discussing and we're hearing tum, tum, in campus. I've not had that kind of sound in my life before. Only for a brother to come and say, everybody lie down. I lie down flat. That was the day I know to where I don't have. The other brother that's my friend is quite hefty. That day, I said my name began to see God. May God confront you with a situation that will make you see God. Sometimes that thing must happen. You must go to a place where they will beat you. See, are you ready for fire? You must face a situation that will cause serious disgrace. That will make you come back and say, Moso, pekini yo simbe. May it happen to you. Yeah. We need those baptism of strange happenings. That will make you to say, all this, Lord, I couldn't confront him. Lord, I couldn't confront this brother. I couldn't confront that sister. Imagine there was a demonic entity in our school. I didn't get to meet her. We only send people to them. She was from the Queen of the Coast and she's a student and she didn't cover up. If you want to go and preach to her, she will have seen you from afar off. She's inside the room. You are planning your fellowship. She has seen what you are planning and you are coming. And when you enter, she will tell you details about yourself and tell you who she is. When they told me some of the things she was doing, So some brethren came to me and they wanted me to come. So I won't come. Why are we discipling you? Go back there. How can a demon be? There are some students under such demonic influences. May God release you to go and set them free. Yes. Do you want fire?
Yes, sir.
Do you want fire?
Yes, sir.
You must be ready to go out. There are some of you that is proving stubborn. God will confront you with a situation that will paralyze you.
Yes.
You will now run back to the presence of God. You will now jam a new fire.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It's not all this. Thank God for the ability to pray in tongues. And we worship God for it. But fire brings out results. Not inside the church. Fire is not meant for church. Oh. We don't need this baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire here. Where do we need it? Hey! Outside. Hey! Outside. Hey! Outside. I had an experience one time. May God give you this experience. People will come and be holding your clothes. And you say, what happened? He said, just leave me like this. Say fire. Say it again, say fire.
Fire.
Say it again, say fire.
Fire.
May God give you that experience. Somebody will just run and hold your clothes like this. I said, what happened? I said, please just leave me like this, sir. Leave me, sir. Leave me, sir. I said, no, you don't say, stop embarrassing me. Say, leave me, please. Just leave me. It's not, when you carry something, it's not formed. I can give you quite a number of experiences, but I'm having a restraining because I don't want you to focus on a man. You must cry tonight. Lord, it is not for anybody. Elon must catch fire. And I'm the vessel you want to send. Woe betide me, I can't set this place on fire. What am I doing here? Lord, set me up on fire. It's a terrible. Lord, wait. If I don't get this fire, if it looks as if I'm not getting it, the situation that will disgrace me to run back, let me have it. Please, wait. Before we pray, it's an impartation for confrontation. You will be able to confront anything. Sisters that say they saw cockroach. Rat enter your house. You don't have impartation of fire. Truth. It's the truth. It's the truth. When this thing now is in progression, you won't get out of it tonight. It's in progression. When it starts in your life, you will see cockroach and kill it. You will see lizard and just chase it out. You will undo it. That's the end of the news. You will undo it. You say, hey, it's a lizard. Hey, God. No, you will be able to undo it. It's a real transformation. It's not emotion. That's why you see, when you are asking for baptism of the Ghost and fire, and I see you running away from cockroach, I say, where is the boldness? The Bible says we are the ones that was made to dominate them. Something bite Paul. A venom bite Paul. Bible says he shook it off to the fire. He shook it off. One day, snake bite someone in the fellowship. You know, we told ourselves that we are stupid if you cannot cut this venom out. We are stupid. All of us are called as leaders. Hero and Papa, call this venom out. So we began to pray. Only that one undoubting brother amidst us was doubting. Quickly went and did. We said, brother, stop that. Kill Latin, so Latin. Somebody say, go, 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 stand, but we just demonstrate by he. There was a Paul that shook it. They said they were expecting him to die. He did not die. You know, God said to me, if what I'm talking about fall on you, snake can't bite you and you die. Venom can't operate on your body. It's not possible. If they drink and deadly things, shall not hurt them. You will eat poison knowingly and you will be alive. We have had how many times? You put something in the food, you went to preach there, they put something in the food. Listen to what happened. We were asking for this fire and I was not even around. I wasn't around. And the power of God came on our people. They went up evangelism. Everybody say evangelism. Whoever catches fire does not stay. It's the truth. One equal raise in your 12. You are finding it out. There's no fire. And the fire is continuous. It's not just tonight. As they were going, even me was touched. I say, me that was their leader, I was touched. One of our sisters, as they were going, one man brought out cutlass. It was an herbalist. He said, if anybody cross this place, I will cut your head. And he meant it. Every other person ran back home. One of our sisters, Deborah, she went into that place and said, Daddy, we came to preach to you. And the man dropped the cutlass and brought out all his charms and surrendered to Christ. Revival is not story. It's real. I have seen it. Hey! I saw fire one time. Me and my friend were going. As we were just going like this, they were carrying one girl like this. And I was still thinking about food. When my friend said, join these chariots. Immediately, he was running. I followed him. When fire falls on you, your action is abnormal. This lady was practically under fire. Real fire. From the program. And we followed. We began to give God's word. The more we were praying, you see, God was dealing. When you are a man of fire, you are talking. Every word you say, produce. It will be producing. May God encounter you tonight.
Amen.
May God encounter me afresh tonight.
Amen.
See, if you don't know what is facing me that I'm crying about as a missionary, I'm saying God, I'm not even supposed to preach this message. I'm supposed to be somewhere. I should be hearing somebody preach it. But I just have to. If we must conquer you, Nilorin, Nesa, Labratise. Hope you know that Muslims chant demons. Do you know that? Have you heard of a recent conversion they do now? They have charms. Any girl they eat, we follow them. Oh, you don't know? They will just say, Epeleme, you will follow that person. Till they are sleeping with you, and you are pregnant for them. And it's already happening. And those they touch are Christian girls. And it's happening. So they want to have more children from the hands of Christians. They are increasing the population. And I said, how can you touch a Christian with a charm? And it works. That's lack of fire. That's lack of fire. That's lack of fire. That's lack of fire. Oh, I'm sharing the experiences tonight. Why, Lord? Two people from the marine spirit went and met one of our teachers. And they were saying, practically, we can't affect this brother. We have tried it, it can't work. Because there is fire there. Fire is real. It is important you carry it. It's important you task for it. It comes by the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. When the gate follow, ability to confront anything will follow you. Is the truth. As we close, please know that wherever you see manifestation of fire, you see the power of the word. Is my word not like fire? How many of you know this scripture? I wanted to keep quiet, but his words were like fire. Oh, that scripture. He said, I said I will not talk again in his name. Go and study that scripture. Jeremiah 23:29. I said I will not talk again in his name. But his words, may you hit fire from the word of God. I'm not planning to talk. But what I collect, the word of God is fire. One of the things we will see about you is that every scripture is fire. You know, this one you are reading Bible and you are reading, you have read over 45 minutes before you saw one revelation. One you open like, fire is not emotional. You notice it. Then you want to talk it. You want to tell somebody, look at what Jesus did for you. People will feel the compassion by which you are speaking. They will sense the passion because there's a fire in you. It's a zeal. It's the fire of God. Jeremiah wanted to keep quiet, but the word was burning him. He doesn't want to talk. But you see, I'm under fire. I must say something. I must tell the people. These Muslims must hear. I must pray. It's fire that makes you to pray every 4 a.m. It's the fire of God. Can you be waking up every day 4 a.m.? Think it's easy? It takes the fire of God. He's burning you. He's burning you. It has entered you. It will happen again in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Holy Ghost baptism is of the Lord. And when the Spirit baptism comes, boldness is released. Boldness is released. When the baptism of the Holy Spirit comes, boldness. Everybody say boldness.
Boldness.
Say it again, say boldness.
Boldness.
Say it again, say boldness.
Boldness.
For one more time, say boldness.
Boldness.
Say it one more time, say boldness.
Boldness.
It's an evident proof of the Holy Ghost baptism. Boldness. There will be boldness. There will be boldness. There will be boldness. There will be boldness. You know, there are some people that cannot confront their lecturers. Not when the fire falls. Not when the fire falls. You will be bold to speak. You will be bold to speak. Boldness is different from bold face. They are different. Bold face is from public speaking. You can gather boldness, that kind of bold face from public speaking. This is not bold face. This is boldness from the Spirit of God. Judge whether you should obey you or obey God. King, we are not careful to understand you in this matter. We will not bow. Because our God, whom we serve, will save us. And if he does not save us, let it be known to you, we will not bow. That's an impartation of fire. You can't fake fire. You can't say fire, yeah. No. It's in result and action. Listen to this. When it comes, dimensions are open. Now, as we pray right now, God forbid that you tomorrow you can't preach.
God forbid. When the fire of God comes on you, some of you will feel, some of you will not feel anything. You will just know that it came. It's another dimension. You will know it came. I will, because whoever asks shall what? Whoever asks shall what? If you've been evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more your heavenly Father? That since that day, I know that if I ask for fire, I will get it. Not tomorrow, now. I know it. I don't need to even feel it. I may feel it, but you know why? Because he's faithful to his word. And what we show that this movement is of God is the impartation of fire. What shows that the apostles were of God is everywhere they got to, they left it with the mark of the fire of God. When kings are listening to them, what's happening to kings? They are restless. When Gentiles are listening to them, what's happening to them? How can they say a man like Paul traveled all of Asia? What's making him to travel like that? Have you seen map before? What will make a man to travel like that? The fire of God. I trust God that tonight, when it comes on you, certain dimensions of the gift of the Spirit. See, when this comes on you, excellence will come with it. You are reading, you are forgetting. Ah, let fire fall. The fire of God that turned us to another human being, that makes us the vessel of his righteousness, may he rest on us. Whatever position you want to choose, choose now. Spirit breaker.